This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Maybe we've got a friend or a family member or somebody like that, or a work colleague who's expecting us to drink. And you know what? You can't be bothered with the frustration and, oh, why are you not drinking, everything else. And then you've got to be, you know, you've got to use your stealth drinking, right? And if this is like an office event or a work do or something like that with clients, then why not just use a bit of stealth drinking?
Welcome to Series 2 of the 1 Year No Beer podcast.
If you haven't hit subscribe yet, then hit that button so you don't miss another episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the 1 Year No Beer podcast. I am glitching today. And as is the frustration with the technology here, I don't know why I'm glitching and I don't have a sound engineer to help me. So at some point I'll sort it out. But for now, I'm really sorry. I need to meditate. So just like last time's podcast, I hope you enjoyed that meditation. Meditation is my medication. Yeah, you like what I did there. So today, I'm going to keep this short again because today we have brought on a wonderful, well, I think it's wonderful, little event that Jen and I did the other night. It was a live stream to our members and to the wider audience out there, all about enjoying an alcohol-free or reduced alcohol Christmas. Low or no. There you go. Low or no alcohol Christmas. And we had lots of tips, tactics, advice and things like that. Now, I do want to say a small health warning. Unfortunately, the microphone is closer to me. Or I'm just louder. According to Jen, I'm just louder and steal the microphone more often. If you feel that way, I'd love you to email me and tell me if that's how you feel, because I probably need, you know, an ego kick. But unfortunately, Jen is a little bit quieter than I am. And we've tried to bring her up a little bit to make her louder. I'm very loud, as you all know. So anyway, I hope you really enjoy all these alcohol-free tips and survival tricks for enjoying a low or no alcohol festive period. Well done, and keep smashing it out there.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How are you this wonderful evening? Right. Well, in case you don't know, my name is Ruairi Fairbairns.
I am Jen Fairbairns.
Yes. And we run 1 Year No Beer. And for everyone who's joining us from 1 Year No Beer, thank you so much. Tonight, we're going to be giving you our top festive tips to have an amazing alcohol-free Christmas or reduced alcohol, whatever your choice is. But we're going to give you all the tips and tricks tonight to make it awesome.
A reminder of what will be happening today, what to expect.
Yes. Cue next slide. She's got it. She's got it, baby. Okay. Top tips. You'll love them. Shout out to Jo for her amazing slides.
Indeed. Amazing, Jo.
This is me talking, isn't it? So why are we doing this? Well, it's festive season, and come on, this is a difficult time of all the times of year, whether it's the peer pressure to drink at events, or whether it's triggered by family, social occasions. You know, there's so much going on with our relationship with alcohol. It's a very complex time. And this is why it's really important to have a plan, to have strategies, to have tools, to go into it with focus, determination, and processes, things like that. And that will make sure that you have an amazing experience, that you're not caught off guard, and that you get what you want out of this Christmas. Plus, today is Thanksgiving. Woohoo! So that's all about saying thanks to you for being a part of 1 Year No Beer, for being in our world. And absolutely, we're going to be giving away some awesome goodies, some freebies, some nice things for all of those of you who stay around to watch this live. So I promise you, we're going to be giving you some awesome goodies. Hang around. Okay. Boom, this is you.
I'm up. I get to talk. Yay!
And I can have some.
We do have notes. I do like, oh yes, we do have a spread. We should have said, we do have a lovely spread of alcohol-free goodies here. We've got alcohol-free malt wine from IKEA. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, and from IKEA is the best.
You know, it is the best. I know, I'm Swedish, but we've got ginger thins from there as well.
Cheers.
Good jul.
Mm-hmm. Good jul.
So we do have that and another couple of things that we will share and we'll talk about that later. and we do have some notes because I do like notes because I have surprises thrown at me left and right. But here we go. So get to know your ghost of Christmas past. Now, learn from your past. Have a little think about what's happened in the past with your family. We know that Christmas time can be the most lovely time and it can also be the most challenging time because we kind of are stuck with the people that trigger us the most, our families. And so I'm sure there's a lot of things in your past that you can kind of ponder upon. What have you done in the past that doesn't sit well with you? What interactions do you regret? Write things down, become very clear over, because a lot of the times when we are spending time with our family, you know, there's a lot of emotions involved. And a lot of the times we react emotionally. And when alcohol is involved, it's definitely the case. I mean,
oh yeah,
definitely the case.
Fuel to the fire.
We hold our hand up and say that, you know, we've had some terrible memories in our past from Christmas. And it's only ever fueled by that
alcohol.
Pesky booze. And so when we've also seen families being torn apart over Christmas and they kind of pick themselves together on New Year's Day. But that doesn't have to be the case. Let's prepare for yourself and for the rest of your family by preparing yourself and knowing what's gone awry in the past, knowing what to be aware of going into it and kind of how you want to approach it this year. Write down the stuff that you don't want to repeat and set intentions for how you want this Christmas to go, because that is truly how it can will go.
There's so much power in getting it out of your head and onto pen and paper. Just that process will help you get more clarity. And that leads us on to confront your ghost of Christmas past. So it's thinking about those things that happened in past Christmases and consciously thinking, what led up to that event? What led up to those moments? What was going on? What were the sights, the sounds? What were the triggers? Who was involved? Were there any specific individuals who are particularly triggering for you? And we'll talk about strategies to deal with those individuals later, because we all have them. And what about certain events you go to? Did you go to an office party and just it fall apart? Well, not many of us were doing office parties last year, let's be honest, unless they were via Zoom. But what were the things that were going on for you in past Christmases? And really trying to think about how you can do those differently. What can you step up? You know, if it's people or certain individuals, you can tackle that. If it's certain events, then you can think about what you're going to do differently. But this is really important to get clarity on those things. Don't leave it in your brain. Don't just mull it over and be anxious. You know, oh, what's going to happen at this thing? Take some time, write it out, plan it, talk it out with somebody. Come up with a plan and be conscious of your decision and conscious of your plans. Okay.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Now, when we want to look after ourselves and feel good, we need to look at the fundamentals, the foundations of self-care and healthy habits. I'm going to an order of them, but no particular order, but these are some areas that we really should be focused on in order to get the most out of ourselves. We got our breathing, we got our nutrition, exercise, sleep, reflection, and connection. Now, breathing is one of these things that we do take for granted, isn't it?
And don't do properly.
Don't do properly at all. And if we just pay it a little bit of attention, now a lot of people hear meditation and they run for the hills. It doesn't have to be so complicated. It could simply be taking a moment of taking a deep breath in through your nose and exhale from your mouth. And that will just rapidly change your state.
And what about something like box breathing, like the 4-4?
Absolutely.
It's a great way to calm.
4-4, 5-5. And there are so many different. Find what works for you. But this is a rapid way to get over triggers, get over altercations or conflict, or, you know, someone coming at you, you know, not feeling like you're handling well. And surprises, you know, we're gonna get to that in a couple of slides. But there are loads of good opportunities for you to use your breathing. Nutrition. Well, we are going into Christmas time, and our healthy needs go and desires go out the door, which is fair enough. It's once a year, and this is the time. However, there are still opportunities to choose well. There is still an opportunity to eat well over Christmas. I do like my chocolate, and I do like the sweet treats that come with Christmas, but in general, we can still try and stay on that healthy path, making sure that we get enough protein, enough carbs, and enough vegetables. And, you know, we can cut back if we want to, but yeah. A lot of people just don't. They just go on it because it's Christmas, and then they don't feel very good about themselves after Christmas or in the new year. So,
and chocolate is a great craving buster. If needed in the moment, just have some chocolate, get that dopamine fix.
Yeah, exactly. Because there are a lot of really good options. I mean, we do have, you know, alcohol-free drink options. And yes, nutritionally, I mean, are they healthier? We're not saying that, but at least it will help with that craving. Exercise, get out there, go for long walks, especially with the increase in intake of food, a lot more sitting around. We do really need to get that exercise in. So whatever that looks like, a brisk walk, get the heart rate up, that's enough. That's good enough if you're struggling to get your regular exercise in. But if you are a regular exerciser, just keep it up all the way through. And that's definitely a way to bust those triggers as well. You know, get out there for a run, get out there for a walk. We got sleep. Oh, another thing, sleep. That's something we don't get enough over Christmas, either too much or too little. But if we don't get enough sleep, bad things are happening. I know that's true for myself. So sleep is key. Reflection, having a little think over, you know, reflecting over how your days are going. And then connection, connect, reach out to those loved ones around you, the accountability partners that are on your side. Make sure that you're not sitting on your own. Yeah,
we're going to be doing that in detail.
Yes.
But as with these habits, the most important thing is these are the foundation. It's like number one on your list. It's like, I must do my habits.
Yes.
Right. And that will take you through Christmas. Trust me, it will. Okay. So next, that brings us on to channel your inner secret Santa. Now, this is not for everyone. I understand. It's okay. But sometimes we need to pretend. Right. Maybe we've got a friend or a family member or somebody like that, or a work colleague who's expecting us to drink. And you know what? You can't be bothered with the frustration and, oh, why are you not drinking? Everything else. And then you've got to be, you know, you've got to use your stealth drinking. Right. And if this is like an office event or a work do or something like that with clients, then why not just use a bit of stealth drinking? What is stealth drinking? Well, it just means you're having alcohol-free drinks when other people think you're drinking. A gin and tonic without the gin. How many times have I ordered one of them? Or making sure that I get my alcohol-free beer poured into a pint glass so it just looks like everybody else's. And if somebody buys you around or buys you a drink, great, have a sip, go to the toilet, pour it away, go back to the bar, buy your alcohol-free version. Nobody knows. There's loads more tools and tips like this in our stealth drinking stuff. Please reach out to us if you want that support. But yes, sometimes you just have to do that stuff. It's easier than having to go through the explanation. Many of you will just be like, well, of course I'm happy being alcohol free. And that's amazing. This slide is irrelevant for you.
Use social strategies that slay.
Yeah.
Love this one. Well done, Joe, for doing the slides. I love it. Handling social situations. Well, going in with a smart toolkit of tips, how to handle situations, be more prepared than ever, especially when you're coming into the Christmas season. You know, you can have an event-based accountability partner if you're going to an office party or if you're going to a friend's house. You know, being able to share with someone that you're not drinking and that someone's got your back can be really helpful. also offering up to be the designated driver isn't all just going to keep you alcohol free, but you're also going to become a huge hit with your mates and the other family members, since you're going to put your hand up and say that you will drive. So that's for sure. Knowing what to order if you're eating out, you know, have a little look. You can always look at the website of the bar or restaurant where you're going to be eating or dining and figure out what they've got, or even call ahead and see if they have any alcohol free options. And even if they don't, ask them if they would mind if you brought some alcohol free options with you, maybe slide behind the bar, that, you know, sometimes they're quite okay with that. But planning something fun for the morning after is one of these number one top tips that we always give to people. Yeah. Have something fun organized for the morning after, so you know that there's no out. You have to get home for a certain time. You're going to get up and you're going to do something fun in the morning. So doing that and focus on others, making sure that everyone else has a lovely time. Often we worry about what others are going to think. Well, the secret to this is nobody thinks. In the beginning, it might be triggering for some, saying, hey, why are you not drinking? How boring are you? Let them have let the comments roam. But just know your purpose. And then go and buy drinks for them. Get yourself an alcohol-free drink and buy some drinks for them. Or, you know, offer to kind of just serve around and let them all have their own good time, and then you don't have to worry. And then last but not least here is plan your exit. What time will you be leaving? If you're taking a taxi, if you're going somewhere, what time will that be? The more you can plan, the more prepared and the more ready you are for this.
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, Santa's real. Another white lies. What this is really kind of important, because at some point you get challenged and people ask you, you know, why you're not drinking or what's wrong. And especially if this is in the early days. Look, if you're 1,000 days beyond and doing extremely well, this is not going to be relevant because you've already told everyone. But if this is new, then sometimes you've just got to really think about what you're going to say in that moment. You know, so often our brains, the way we operate, is just autopilot all the time. And you can find yourself, as I have done before, in trying to not drink in the early days, going to a bar and somebody saying, what do you want to drink? And just, you know, I'll have a pint of Stella, please, comes out of your mouth. But it's like, no, I've got to be more intentional about that. And it's the same with speaking to people. So think about what you're going to say, about why you're being alcohol-free. Think about the challenge. Think about justifying it. You know, lots of people, if you say, oh, I'm never drinking again, or I think I'm just not going to drink at the moment, they'll try and strong arm you into changing your mind. So be definite. I'm doing an alcohol-free challenge. I'm going to go alcohol-free over Christmas. I can't believe it. I'm so excited to experience my first ever Christmas alcohol-free. I can't wait to feel how amazing I feel having achieved that challenge. You see how powerful that sounds? So much better than, I think I'm not drinking. So really think about what you're going to say to people.
Mm. Fill your stockings with AF3. Now, this is where we get to talk about some of the exciting stuff. I mean, there are so many good AF options there these days. I mean, we always see in the community people trying and testing and sharing their feedbacks on what they found that works, what they like and what they don't like. And I would have to say that we've probably tried and tested most of them as well. And recently we came across this bad boy right here, which comes in both a Chardonnay white wine, white version. This is the rosé version.
That's right. It's Thompson and Scott's Naughty.
Naughty.
Let's get naughty this Christmas.
No, it says, are you naughty?
Are you naughty? Huh? This is really good stuff. I mean, let's be honest. The person who, as we said recently, the person who manages to make a very good red alcohol-free, they're going to be gazillionaires because that is a significant challenge. But the bubbly stuff is amazing. There's no Zecco, there's no Secco, there's all these other ones. But this is one of our favorites. Shout out to Amanda at Thompson and Scott. Cheers, everybody. Alcohol-free drinks.
We served this to our participants of the retreat recently, and it was a big hit there.
Massive hit. It was so good. Now, the science shows us, why am I apologizing? The science shows us that these alcohol-free drinks are incredibly helpful in you changing your relationship with alcohol. All of the psychology, like going to the fridge, getting something, the taste, the glass, the experience is there, but the alcohol isn't. And that is how our brains work, right? Part of neuroplasticity, you're going through the same routine, you're creating the same pathway, but not the alcohol. And so it forgets about that bit, remembers the alcohol-free bit, and now you've started to change these pathways and routines. there's a lot of science behind using these. They're so helpful, especially in the early days, especially around difficult times. You know, do you really want to drink water at Christmas? No, have some bubbly.
Fill your stockings with AF treats. And that is, have fun now. Go and explore. Find what works for you. There's a lot of really good ones out there. Alcohol-free spirits, alcohol-free gin tonics. There's ready-made mixes. There's all that stuff. So have a little look and prepare.
Fantastic. Right. Prepare for unwanted gifts. We're back to you again. Oh, did I mess up?
Well, you pretty much took over the air.
I did. Oh, yeah, but I was supposed to because you were doing the first half and I was doing the second.
Anyway, back to me. Unwanted gifts. Now, expect the unexpected. It's Christmas. It's Christmas time. Not just those days of Christmas, but the whole period leading up to it. You're going to have unexpected visits on the door. That someone's going to come and knocking. Someone's going to come and put a Christmas gift on your desk. It's going to be a wine. It's going to be a champagne. It's going to be a spirit. It's going to be a whiskey. Whatever it is, like it's going to show up in front of you. Be prepared for that. Hand it over to the next person. Wrap it up and give it to someone that you think can benefit from receiving it. But the more you prepare for those unwanted surprises or unexpected surprises, the more you will be geared up as to how you're going to react to them. So be ready for surprises and be ready for those triggers. Do you want to add something there?
No, that was absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. And they're going to happen, so be prepared. There's a lot of preparing here.
Hey.
Fire planning prevents performance.
Yeah. Poor performance is what
thank
I'm
you.
That,
oh, right, okay.
So.
Find your Christmas angel. I found her. Do I get brownie points? No, find your Christmas angel. Okay, this is important. This is about accountability. Now, so the research shows that if you become public about your goal, so, hey, I'm going to do Christmas alcohol-free, or I am going to only have one drink over the whole of Christmas, or whatever your choice is, making that public or posting that on social or making that shows that it increases your chances of succeeding in that goal by 65%, right? Fantastic. But when you have an accountability partner, that increase goes to 95%. You're 95% likely to have that when you have an accountability partner. Mm. And so the next really interesting thing is not just an accountability partner. So, hey, maybe your partner or maybe a friend or maybe somebody you can chat to is going to go through. And if you can't find somebody in there, then what about in the community or jumping into the community? And better than that, if you can, hop onto the Zooms that we do. And we've got a little surprise for you a bit later about that. So you can get accountability from the group in person, videos. All of that really builds up to succeeding in your goals. But if you can create a success partner, then you're far more likely to not only achieve your goal, but to achieve other goals around it. And there's some great science around this. What is a success partner? A success partner is somebody who is either at the same level or further ahead than you. They're going forward and they're championing in the same thing as you, right? So imagine trying to do a marathon and you've got somebody who's your accountability partner, but they've already run a marathon before, they've done it, and they're already healthy and fit and looking at their time. Think about how much more likely you are to achieve that goal. And so what is that for alcohol-free? Well, this is like where coaching comes in, or really working with somebody, a coach who's done this before, starting to get it. You are much more likely to succeed if you work with a success partner. But you can get that from your partner. You can get that from friends. Just try and make it happen for you. Go for accountability partners. Be public about it. And if you can, get a success partner.
Share the joys of the season. Now, connection is key to happiness. And I think there was a study, if it's not, wasn't released today, very recently from Harvard University, where they revealed the key to happiness is connection, being part of others. And we know that this is no secret. We bang on about this all the time.
Bang on.
In this, we need to make sure that we stay connected. Lean in on the community, you know, in these groups, there are Zooms that jump on the Zooms, connect with others, share what you're going through, ask and listen to others. Because when we listen to others, we get help from what they're going through. And when we share what we're going through, we help others get through the situation. So in this, you know, you can create much deeper connection, and this is where you can find enormous amounts of support. And so here, this is where we mention a little bit of surprise for everyone. Have we mentioned that yet?
No, not yet. Come
not
on.
Yet. Okay, come on. My paper.
Which is about connection and the Zooms and getting on the Zooms, right?
Yeah,
so that is what we created. Challenge Plus Four mm-hmm. is so that people can feel a much greater sense of connection. Of course, we feel connection in the Facebook group, or we feel connection on social media, but nowhere near as much as you do in getting onto these Zooms, in talking to other members, in hearing their stories, what they're going through, and sharing yourself. If you can go to in person, if you can meet more people who are on this journey doing the same thing as you, absolutely key. Drive that connection. Okay.
Wonderful.
Share the joys of the season. Beware the festive spirit. Beware the festive spirit. Oh, yeah. So this is really thinking about your triggers and going into detail about those triggers. Again, the more conscious you get of this stuff, the better. So if you think about anger as an example, right, we're going to be around family, that anger is going to come up. If anger is inside you there or comes through as a pattern, what is your normal way of behaving and what can you do differently with this? You know, what about such a classic example, and we see it so often, is that many people are hungering, right? Hungry, angry, lonely, tired, hungering for alcohol, even though actually what they want is just to drink. It's thirst. So thirst, every time you feel triggered for a drink, have a big glass of water, a pint of water. Imagine having like half a liter of water every time you had that thirst. I bet you would pass, cravings pass. So, pardon me. There's going to be family. There's going to be stress. Stress is such a big proponent of alcohol and our demand for alcohol and our requirement for alcohol. We're so used to using it to calm down that stress. And so thinking about what you can do instead, back to these habits, meditation, exercise, yoga, getting out for a walk. You know, if it's family and you're in that moment, can you just get out for a walk right there and get yourself away from it? Can you take more breaks to separate? Those kind of strategies. Okay. Oh, there you go. What to do when the family goes off piste.
Thank you. What to do when the family goes off piste. Now, spending time with family, revisiting your family home can do a lot of things. It could trigger some childhood trauma. We could regress massively. Not only will we turn into that much younger version of ourselves, but our parents or our family members, siblings, aunts and uncles, they might start treating us just the same. So have a little think about how your childhood was and if you have particular memories that are difficult. Those are the kind of things you might want to be aware of before you drive straight back home or re-engage with certain family members. Doesn't necessarily have to be something terribly bad, but just knowing that the way that someone treats you rubs you the wrong way. And so having a little think about how you grew up, how your interactions were with other family members, and how you feel like you are perceived as a person and who you are now. You know, when we drink, we tend to become very defensive and it feeds the ego. So we go on this attack mode and become very emotionally charged. But when we're not alcohol, when we are alcohol free, all of a sudden we have all these emotions and feelings. And that's a good thing. Learn to sit for those feelings, really breathe through them. And let them just flow through you. There's no feeling and no emotion that we can't handle. We just need to kind of allow ourselves to kind of sit through them. Most of the time, people are not willing to do that. So they take the quick out, which is a drink.
Mm. So yes, that will be coming up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop, whoop. Winner, winner, Christmas dinner. Okay, so this is fantastic stuff. As Professor BJ Fogg at Stanford University, from decades of research into behavior change, he runs the Behavior Change Lab there. He was showing that we change behavior by feeling good. Now, if you think about our relationship with alcohol, traditionally, you get hangovers and regret and shame and stigma, and you hide away and you're feeling guilty and you're like, oh, am I drinking too much? And all of that just creates more of the same thing. The darkness, the blackness, the negative, that is not how we change behavior. We change behavior by feeling good. And so all of this must be a celebration. Look, if you're just going to have 5 drinks or 10 drinks or 0 drinks, whatever it is for you over this Christmas period, that's a huge win. If you go through and you thought you were going to have, you know, last year it was a big binge session, but this time you just had a couple at dinner, that's a massive win. And so it must be looked at as this journey. It's a journey of changing your relationship with alcohol. going into Christmas and deciding to be alcohol-free, as an example, is a huge thing. It's so rewarding. It's life-changing. But that may not be for everyone, and not everyone watching this live may want that. So that's great if you're just going to try and control it or reduce your drinking. But the most important thing is that you celebrate it. Now, interestingly, in his research, that what he showed was when you actually try and create some of these behaviors, if you create the feeling, right, and he calls it shine. So imagine like you're watching the World Cup, which maybe you are now instead of this. Shame on you. But you're watching the World Cup and your team scores. Yes, right. So you can create that feeling. Now, imagine when you try and you say, right, I'm not going to drink tonight. And the next day, you've really got to make yourself feel good. You've got to be like, I did so well last night. How awesome did I do? I didn't drink. I even conquered this and I conquered that. I'm going to write down all the things I did so well, because I know that the better I make myself feel, the more likely I am to stick at that behavior change. So really, really celebrate your wins. Every step on this journey is a win. There is no going back to day one. There's no resetting back to day zero. It's a journey of discovery, a positive journey of changing your relationship with alcohol. And that's how we support everyone in 1 year no beer.
Okay. Go.
Oh, understand your festive foibles. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Foibles.
Beautiful.
Foibles. It's not a Swedish word. It's a fun word. Mm. Foibles.
I have many.
Self-awareness is key to navigate through a successful Christmas season. Whether or not you're drinking less or a lot less or not at all, this is entirely up to you. The most important thing is to be honest and authentic with yourself. Going into this Christmas season, acknowledging your patterns, owning your stuff is the key thing to kind of see a lasting change in yourself. So have a little think, where has it gone wrong in the past? What are your triggers? You know, do you tend to self-sabotage? What brings you to self-sabotage? And what can you do when something comes up? And a lot of people like to put the blame everywhere. This person triggers me. That situation triggers me. This is the trigger. But at the end of the day, the decision is ours. Step into your power, own your decisions. If you choose, make a decision that doesn't sit right with you, okay, then you own that too. And then we go again and we try again. The authenticity is key here. Don't lie to yourself, own your stuff, and then you go again and you do it better. And that's, I think, is just the key to anything when it comes to self-improvement. So try this.
What happens if you're completely and utterly unaware of your foibles? Like, you know, I pretend to be.
Yeah, it's been 16 years and I'm still trying to figure that out.
It's a Christmas miracle, everyone.
No, but if you're here, if you're listening, and if you know that you have this drive to change, you want to do something differently, I can't swear, so I'm going to own your stuff. But you can imagine what I would say there. Own your stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do? You're aware. Don't tell yourself that you don't know, because you do know. Maybe you're not willing to acknowledge it, but own it.
Love it. Making a list. Check it. Okay, sorry.
Finally, you got to sing.
That karaoke. I'm desperate for a sing song. You can sing. She's an amazing singer. So this is really important here, because we're going to combine all of the learning that we've done here, all of the learning that we've done tonight. You're like, okay, make a plan. Think about the events. Have those strategies down, those tools, those tips. Know what I'm going to do. This is like creating an action plan. What if X happens, then I do this, right? If I get into an argument with my brother again, then I'm going to do this. And when you have that written down as a map and you're looking at it, when I go to the office party, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to do this. When I'm asked what I want to drink, I will do this. Like being really conscious about that plan. Do you know what that means? That means that you are giving yourself the opportunity to not just operate on autopilot. Do you know, autopilot is more likely to switch on when you're tired, when you're stressed, when you haven't had sleep, when you've been eating poorly, you haven't been doing your routines and your regular, that autopilot just happens all the time. And so next minute you're, oh God, I'm in the place where I'm thinking about having a drink, but not if you've really taken time to make out the plan and do it down. So create your list, your strategies, your tools, your accountability partners. And do you know what I would do is I would give my list to my accountability partner. Here you go. These are my things. These are my rules. These are my boundaries. These are my behaviors over Christmas. This is what I plan to do. Can you help me stay accountable? How awesome is that? Come on, you've got only a full-on chance of success. Okay.
Right. I've got a paper. That must mean that you don't want me to speak
it. Yes, I know. I've got still 50 pages. So you're basically just going to, you can hold them. And,
okay.
Yeah. I'll just hold maybe them. Pour yourself another drink. Okie dokie. Now, there are two things to mention here is thanks for watching us, that we have a little gift for you. Our amazing Challenge Plus program, which has 20 Zooms a week with our incredible coaches, different time zones that you can get onto. You can hop onto a Zoom at any time and be there not only with a coach, but with other OYMB members, people going through this journey. And more importantly, over December, we're going to be doing tons of festive treats and excitements. I think we've got pub quiz happening. Hopefully there's going to be karaoke. I can't wait to sing some Queen songs, but it's going to be about connecting. It's going to be about supporting each other in a camaraderie way and supportive way through this festive period. And more importantly, my gift is it's Thanksgiving. We're going to give it to you for free in December. So if you would like to join us in Challenge Plus, it's normally £48.50 a month, which is a ridiculous bargain. I mean, it costs us more than £10,000 a month to run, and you get access to all of it. That's why it's such an incredible program. If you want to join us in Challenge Plus, it is absolutely free. All you need to do is shoot an email to info@oneyearnobeer.com. The team will reach out to you, give you the link to sign up to Challenge Plus, absolutely free on us. You get to sample what it is like with the coaches, join in on our festive cheer, and make sure that you smash this Christmas, whether that's alcohol-free or drinking less, whatever it is for you. Wonderful. Hopefully, I've given you lots of, or we have rather, especially Jen, have given you lots of tips, tools, and ideas for your strategies for this Christmas. Hopefully, you've had loads of value. Thank you for coming. Before you go, what I'd love to do now is just tell you about our new program, Complete Control. It is an incredible program. Of course, you don't need to hang around if you don't want to hear about it. If you've had enough, that's fine. But I'm going to show you an incredible program that's helping people to get absolute control of alcohol, whatever that means for them. That's absolute control, whether that is a take it or leave it attitude or never drinking again. And I just want to tell you a little bit about this wonderful thing called Complete Control. So we built Complete Control to help people really understand the reasons why people are drinking. Why does alcohol show up in our life? And the question really to ask is, what makes a bad relationship with alcohol? And I spent years trying to understand this, not just in myself, but with thousands of people out there, seeing all the posts, all the comments, speaking to people on all the Zooms, coaching people and seeing some recurring themes. And then, of course, all the books and the science and understanding, we really understood it to have some main factors at what drive our relationship with alcohol, our environment. Our environment is absolutely critical. The people we're around, the things that we do, the job that we have, our environment, our connection, not just our connection to others, but our connection to ourselves is really important. Trauma. Yes, trauma is the creator of addiction. And the truth is, addiction is a behavior that you do, a behavior that you uncontrollably do, even though you know it hurts you. And so by that, really, we all have addiction in our lives. And so understanding that trauma is the root of that, then we must do the work on the trauma. We must be aware of it and release it. And so we do some great work around that. Meaning and purpose is critical. Our habits and routines are absolutely critical. It's the foundation for a good relationship with alcohol. And if they're poor, a bad relationship with alcohol. Relationships, again, so triggering for alcohol and wanting to numb out in our lives. And of course, stress, massive, and emotional regulation. These are the factors that drive a poor relationship with alcohol, but also a poor relationship with Netflix, gambling, gaming, you name it. The various addictive things that you want to numb out of a life, this is what drives it. And so we created this program. Cecilia said, this has been fantastic for me. It's a lifesaver. This whole program has changed everything. So what is the program? Well, it's 8 weeks of going through our incredible course. In 8 weeks, we're going to take you from drinking or having a drink, or even maybe you've stopped drinking previously, but you just want to understand. You don't want to go back to old behaviors. We have many people who've tried not drinking before, but then see it slip back gently. And so they must do the work on those underlying reasons. It's an 8-week program to help you to get you to the place where you can take it or leave it with alcohol. And that could be alcohol free or that could be you choosing to have a drink now and again, but in complete control. So I took the best of what we've discovered over the last 8 years, the best interventions, the best modalities, the best therapeutic coaching, all of those various tools. We wrap it around with some amazing technology so that we can give you data on a daily basis, showing you your stress levels, your whether you're meditating, your exercise, keep you accountable to your various routines. Accountability, it's extreme accountability. I'm talking about if you don't meditate for a day, we're on the phone, right? And we help you build these solid habits each day, which are absolutely critical to some of this stuff. Coaching is key, and that's working through some of the past trauma experiences. Jen is one of our secret weapons in complete control. Secret weapon. I could usually get called the weapon. Anyway, so Jen and her trauma coaching is unbelievable. It's shifting people in a massive way. And then, of course, we've got to have a level of education and understanding. I didn't realize that it was going to be I don't want to call it the magic switch, but that's kind of how it felt for me once I started going through it. So this program is designed for business owners, senior leaders, execs, high performers. It's a significant investment. We send you an Oura Ring, wearables. We are remote monitoring you, checking in on you daily, helping you make massive shifts in your life. This is not just about changing your relationship with alcohol. This is changing who you are. It's changing the direction of your life. It's changing how you show up in business, how you show up in your relationships, how you show up in your life. It is a transformative program. Alcohol is really just a symptom. Ultimately, there's a reason why you're drinking, and we need to understand what that is or what those are and change them. So I've spent 20 years trying to change my relationship with alcohol. Therapists, coaches, rehab, AA, I changed more in the 8 weeks than I did in the last 20 years from Paul. That's just amazing. I'm so proud. We are so proud of the program that we are delivering in complete control, that we're able to make massive changes for people in such a short period of time. Yes, it's a significant investment, complete control. It's not for everyone. I'm sorry, we can't deliver all of this for everyone yet. Yeah, maybe one day when we've scaled it to the moon, we'll be able to provide this level of service to everyone. But for now, it's for people who are prepared to make a significant investment, who want to make a change in their life. And what a great time of year come January to do that and make those changes. I remember seeing the price tag for the first time and thinking, whoa, that's a lot of money. But it's well worth the value because of the positive results, Rod. Wow. Awesome.
Love that. It's lovely reading these, because they never get boring, those quotes from people. It's just been an absolute joy taking people through these the complete control programs and see the results. So, yeah.
What do you think has been the greatest highlight, having seen where we've been serving people before and now in this program and for us delivering? And if we have any questions, then you guys can shout at us.
Yeah, I'll keep talking
until you keep talking.
If we have any questions, let us know. It's a different kind of program. It's a lot more intense. I mean, we throw everything at people, the participants of this coaching program, and they are ready for it. This is what people make a significant the pricing is no different to a considerable investment in any coaching these days. And coaching is how you take enormous positive leaps forward. And doing this with a group of people like this who are ready to receive it, we are throwing everything at it, and they are going to town with the material that we're giving them. And I have to say, it's so beautiful to see them break through. And as a coach, the most rewarding part is watching people realize their own strength, their own brilliance, and really unlock themselves and realize, because we're not making them better, we're just showing them how for them to make themselves better. I think that's just been the biggest thing.
I've got some questions here, so I'm going to go with the serious one and then we'll go with the funny ones afterwards. Go for it. How is complete control different from the other programs? It's totally, totally different from what we do at One Year No Beer. Okay, yes, I've taken all the learning and the science, but I sat down nearly a year ago now and said, what would it be like to create a program that it would enable people to get absolute control, where I have, which is a complete take it or leave it relationship with alcohol. Not necessarily that they want to stop drinking forever, but they want control, right? What is it to create that? And the second thing is, what is it to be one step behind me being in the room with them every day? And how can we create a program like that? Now, you don't want me in your room every day. Trust me, that would be awful. But in order to get people to change in a really big way, we have to unlock some significant things inside them. We have to change what's happening in their brain. We have to knock them off the trajectory. Some of the stuff around the trauma work that we do is profound. And we've had people who have had, called it profoundly life-changing in understanding that some of these trauma, some of these patterns that are running today, these things that they're doing all day, every day, are based on an experience that happened between 0 and 7 years old that they can't even consciously remember, but is controlling them. So, but then when you look at the data side of it that we're able to give people, I think many, many people called it shocking and shockingly changing from seeing some of their data before and after about how they transformed. So CC is a totally different program. And that's why it's a very big investment for people. And I understand, but it's designed for people who know that if they make changes in their life, then they're going to get a return on investment from it in their marriage, in their business, in their productivity, in their lives in general, within weeks or months at best, right? And that is what the program is designed for. However, it's really important. It always has been important for me that we are for everyone. And we provide lots of free content, right? We're providing free content now in the podcast, but then we provide the best programs we possibly can at every level. And that brings me on to the next question, which is, can you tell us more about Challenge Plus? Yes, I'm so proud of Challenge Plus. What our coaches deliver in there is amazing. Okay, we have 20 Zooms for different time zones through the week. You can hop on with our 5-6 coaches, I think, on different Zooms. They'll be tackling different topics on those Zooms, but mostly letting people talk. The thing about what we're doing here is it, we all know that the opposite of addiction is connection. And again, I know we don't like that A word, but that's the truth. We're talking about a behavior that we repeatedly do, even though we don't want to. And so by getting onto these Zooms and connecting with people in a big way, sharing, building camaraderie, it's 1,000 times the connection you feel in a Facebook group. And this is what I want for everyone and why we're giving it away for free. Come and try it. It's free. Come and try it in December. Enjoy the experience. See the coaching for yourself. See what the coaches can do. Honestly, I am so... I love you guys, but I struggle watching people resetting and repeating and repeating and repeating and trying to do the same thing and expecting a different result. Guys, we have all the support here for you, and I'm now giving it away for free. Take me up on the offer, get into Challenge Plus, and see where we can take this life of yours, right? I'm pretty confident we can help you transform it. I went off on that. Okay, so would you like to answer this one, which is, where did you buy that suit? Jen? Jen suit?
This Christmas, I mean, for those who've been with us here at One Year No Beer for a while, you'll be no stranger to this suit. This is the suit that comes out every Christmas, every video. And it's been with us for a good 8 years, I think. And still fits. Right?
Yeah, it still fits.
I think he got it from Oppo Suits.
Oppo Suit. Don't give away the game. Yeah, Oppo Suit. I think actually they give you...
Was there a game here?
No, it's a joke. It's a joke. They give you... Oh, I've given away all the flyers. But yeah, Oppo Suits.
They're not sponsored by Oppo.
They're great. They've got lots of them. You've probably got enough time now to order one for your loved one. and if you use code OYMB, you get 0 discount.
So if you were watching this as a recording, all of the information applies for you as well. You are welcome to everything that we have talked to you about, the free December membership Challenge Plus. And, you know, I hope you really do join in and really see and feel the benefits of that. And if anyone has been watching this and going like, this complete control sounds something that might be up my street, reach out, come find us, you know, info@oneyearnobeer, or find me.
Comment control, we'll get
you. Yeah, we will find you and give you the information that you want. But from us here, we're wishing you for now a wonderful festive season.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great one.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the 1 Year No Beer podcast, where our mission is to share and tell the stories of the everyday heroes who are taking the steps to make a meaningful impact by changing their relationship with alcohol.
If you want to join our community and find out more about the variety of benefits that you can enjoy by becoming part of our 80,000 plus members within our alcohol-free movement, then click the link in the show notes below.